carnivorous habits. Everyone's a veggie these days. Gotta watch what I eat and avoid the red meat. It's clogging up my arteries. I'm putting on weight. Last night I had a terrible dream. Woke me up right
and
out of
welcome sleep. Back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment Live on 1480 AM. KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Licious. No, I tried it out. Dave Licious. I tried the nickname out.
Dave, that's actually grosser than the Cheeseburger with Parasite song that's playing.
Oh,
right now.
So that's not going to work. And we have Joseph J. So you have a nickname. You have J.
Oh, yeah. That's a great nickname.
Oh, yeah. We need a nickname for you.
Sexy man.
And we have.
What are you laughing?
Oh, that was good. That's what I should be called. Yeah, sexy. Okay, and then we have Eric. We don't know his nickname. What was it? What was
Reinhard.
His? Oh.
Yeah, that's it. By the way.
I didn't say that.
Yeah.
Eric, he just called you a nickname.
Yeah. What was it? It was on the phone.
Yeah, you don't want to know.
It's okay. It was just your last name. All right, so
But
I do want to mention that song you played out of order, which is fine. So just remember, don't eject number seven. So
number
that's
seven.
What we'll play next.
We're doing technical producing during the show.
Yes. Well,
we've got
some extra audio files in there for some reason.
You mean because of the Phoenix incident, the lights?
I think so. The aliens went in there. But that was
Joseph. You got me like calling all these people. And
I know, and they're not answering
the music.
I know. I'm
and
sorry.
You don't pay them enough to call all these things.
Can't multitask.
I'll throw you a few dollars next time.
You will?
No. This
he
is
said no.
This is that was Jimmy Buffett, not Jimmy Buffett, singing Cheeseburger with Parasites.
Well, that's
he was
what you
just
meant.
As awful as Jimmy Buffett.
Oh, okay. Well, but just remember number seven. We're going to play and into the break.
Okay.
Okay. Calm down. Whew.
Wow.
Right.
Okay, it's getting steamy in here. Or
steamy.
Hot. Is it? No, not steamy.
Isn't that a song?
It's
yeah,
getting
hot
steamy,
and steamy
here.
So take off all your clothes.
Oh, what
I am
the heck?
Getting so hot, I'm going to take my clothes off.
Oh, my God. Get them out. You're going to... Can I do a remote if he's taking his clothes off
from a
different room?
You want a remote from me?
No, yeah. What do you think?
We'll put him in a different room and extend a
look,
microphone into there.
Look, he just... The glass started to shatter.
Okay, you know what?
I think it's steaming up in there.
You wanted a poster? I'll make a poster of me.
A poster?
Like that.
Where would you put it?
That
wall?
A full body poster.
There's hardly any room for posters here anymore.
I'll put a full body poster of me on the door.
A full body?
There's still room for yours.
It'll
and then
like
we can
I'm
throw
into the door.
Darts at it or pin the, what's it called, the
no,
thing on the donkey?
Careful.
Pin the tail.
Okay,
pin
the tail, yeah.
Pin the donkey. I mean, pin the tail. Okay.
April Fool's show.
Wow. This is getting...
hot in here.
Bodacious.
What
does bodacious mean?
That's you want
awesome.
To be Dave-licious.
Oh, does it?
That means great.
Oh, I didn't know that. I know who does know that. Trisha, what does bodacious mean? Where'd
she go? Do you know I know what bodacious means?
You have the best vocabulary I've ever heard. So half the words, when I say I can only hear half the words, it means because I don't know the other half. What does bodacious mean?
Well, it depends, but if you're talking like a skater would be, then exactly what Eric said. It's just extremely awesome.
Dictionary is excellent, admirable, or attractive.
Right. And dictionary,
But it came to popularity with kind of the skater crowd, right?
That's yeah,
bodacious.
Surfer, skaters.
Yeah, surfers, skaters, exactly. Yeah.
Oh.
It's a California word.
World?
Like bogus, man.
Like, totally. Tubular.
Wow.
Okay. No, but bodacious. Bodacious means awesome, excellent, incredible.
All right. Well, what does this mean then?
Careful, Dave. Get your
I hope they're not bad words.
Yeah, you're not on the Urban Dictionary, are you?
No, I'm on the least words anyone knows. Okay, what does didapper mean?
Diaper.
Didapper.
Didapper.
How is it spelled?
D-I-D-A-P-P-E-R. D-I-D-A-P-P-E-R. I better check that
out. Diaper. Okay.
It's a small water bird.
Oh, you checked it out?
Okay.
D-I-D-A-P-P-E-R is a small water bird.
Eric,
okay,
the walking Google.
Stibinet. S-T-I-B-N-I-T-E. Stibinet.
Spell it again.
That's the guest last name that you had on last week. You didn't know how to say it.
No, that's
either.
One of the things you ate today. STIB as in boy, NITE. Aha.
Didn't it?
Yeah. Oh, you know that?
It's a lead gray mineral typically occurring as striated prismatic crystals.
We could have a
Eric is very smart.
Stump Trisha. We could have a whole
Stump
segment.
Trisha?
Yeah.
This is the segment Stump Trisha.
Yeah.
Why Trisha only?
I didn't know. Hey, wait a minute. Why would you do this on the weekend? I'm doing 48 hours of on call and I haven't slept for more than 3 hours.
Because I haven't April slept Fool's. A whole lot
that's
either
why.
In the last
that's why.
Week.
All right, one more. Simoom. Simoom. Simoom.
It's something that a woman does when her baby is hungry.
Wait a minute.
It's kind of like a haboob.
It would be Simoom.
It's similar to a haboob. It's a hot, dry, dust-laden wind blowing in the desert.
I told you it was very similar to what a woman does.
Yeah, exactly, when she's irritable. Okay.
Simoom or habab? Haboob.
Well,
careful.
Yeah, I mean both. I like the high boobs a little bit better
than
Simone's.
I like kebabs.
Kebabs?
High
boobs? What's other boobs? What do we talk about?
You put crickets.
Isn't a haboob a dance, a sandstorm?
A kebab?
No, a haboob.
No.
A haboob is a warm sandstorm in the desert, just like a simoom.
And that's what a simoom is.
Simoom, yeah, same thing.
A simoom is
the
same thing?
See, I knew that one.
How did you know
that's
that?
Because I just read the definition.
Oh,
moist.
I forgot. All right. Well,
some people don't like that word, moist.
Then what's a yog?
I don't like the word
Y-O-G-H. Here's a good
moist
one.
Moist towelettes? Nah.
Here, we'll do one more. Y-O-G-H. Y-O-G-H. A yog.
Y-O-G-H.
A yogi. A yog.
A yog?
I don't know how to pronounce it.
Yog.
Why? Yeah, it's like, yuck. It's a yuck.
That's what's inside of the egg? Not the white, but
no,
the
yolk. No, that's the yolk.
Oh, yeah. Y-O-G-H. Do we know that one? There it goes, Eric.
I do not.
Eric?
All right. The answer is... A Middle English letter used mainly where modern English has G-H or Y.
There it is. I knew it.
And there's actually a symbol for it. It looks like a three, kind of.
There's another one, but I can't say it because it sounds too much like something I can't say.
Wow.
Yeah. But anyway.
Okay, well, yeah, you better be careful there because, of course, Rick's Entertainment's April Fool's Show. And apparently we've been pranked by our guest.
Yeah, Juan, what happened? Or
TPS, yeah, he pranked us, so that's...
April Fools.
I know, such a...
Oh, wait, they did give this all the definitions later on. I should have looked at that. Yeah,
you're just randomly throwing words out there that might have some horrible meaning.
Yeah, I know, I was getting worried about that.
Yeah, you probably should check it out.
Well, the thing is that you did no warning to me, and of course you catch me right when I'm doing an update on my computer, so I couldn't quickly Google it.
I know, my timing was impeccable.
Well, to be...
Yolk.
Oh, here's one that...
To be clear, Dave didn't know what to Google something meant until last year.
And I think this is appropriate, even though it has some connotations here. So, Eric, should I say it?
Probably not.
Spell it for me.
G-O-S-S-Y-P-O-L.
Why can't you say that?
I can't
Gossipol?
Well, glad you said it.
Oh,
at least
oh.
I won't get fined.
That's Trisha. Yeah. T-R-I-C-I-A.
Yeah, billing address is.
What's wrong with that?
Oh, yeah, you didn't hear how mean? I free...
Gossipol.
Gossipol, yeah.
Gossipol.
And what is it?
It's a toxic phenolic pigment in cottonseed.
Oh, that's not
that as bad as you thought.
I have it differently here.
Really? That's where
after the break, I'll see if we could say it on the air.
Gossipol.
Well, it sounds like a weird guy.
I'm on Merriam-Webster, so that they say it's a toxic phenolic pigment in cottonseed.
Okay.
Right.
Oh, okay. You knew that? She knew that.
Gossipol.
Well, I think, okay, well, after the break.
No, we're not going to take a break because we're going to have to do a short segment here. I think that might be our guest. But and then we've got, remember, Doris Markovic coming into the studio.
Yeah.
I actually... Her car just pulled up.
Well, it looks like he didn't prank us after all.
Okay, well, cool. It wasn't a prank, but here is TPS, Funny Public Interactions. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, how's it going? Good morning.
Good morning, good morning. So we were talking a little earlier in the show about some of your pranks on YouTube.
And excuse me, wait a minute. Did you make this burger? Sorry.
That's my favorite video of mine.
Is this YouTube? Is this YouTube? Yeah, you've got a lot of very funny videos on there.
Very.
One of my favorites is the mad customer prank.
Mad customer prank, yeah. So one of my favorites as well.
And so, I mean, tell us how the easiest way to get to your YouTube. First of all, we'll put it on the website as well. But
okay, yeah, you can just search in on Google or on YouTube.com TPS, and it should be the first channel that pops up.
Excellent, excellent. And Dave had an excellent question earlier.
Yeah, because I first of all, you're phenomenal. I really
Thank
admire you. You're welcome. You do this. You probably have just that perfect personality to do so many different types of videos. I mean, I remember one of the videos I saw that where you just asked for, you know, advice on the first date, and that was very calm, and that was a cool one. And then, from smelling armpits to where's your banana? I mean, you have a wide range of acting ability, so I really honor you for that. But I do have a question, because you get a lot of hits, and I also think that's sort of cool. Also, that you know how to market. I would call you a marketing genius, quite honestly, especially in this new age. But what are the legal ramifications? I was curious about that.
Does Jack in the Box ever, when you go in there yelling?
Yeah, I mean, do you have any issues with that, or do you have to sign release? Do they sign after the fact any type of release that you can use them? Do you know how that works? I really don't.
The way that we YouTube pranksters, is what they call us, usually do it is as long as we get consent by them on camera and in audio, then it's fine. So usually after we reveal it to them, we'll ask them, hey, we were filming a prank video. There's a camera. This is for YouTube. Do you mind being in the video? Most of the time they're cool with it, and they'll say, yeah, go ahead. And we'll give them our business card, and they'll check it out later and show their friends and family. But yeah, that's how we usually go about that.
Okay, because, they used to have a show that was very popular even before my day. And that's the dinosaur day. But Candid Camera, did you ever see that or some of the reruns?
I have heard of that show, but no, I've never gotten into it or anything.
Somewhat, in a way, similar, but that was the old days, and a very popular show, by the way, Joseph.
Well, and I'm curious, beyond legal ramifications, that's a combination of the two words, has anyone ever, I mean, because when you're sliding across Target's floor, what are those? I mean, does anyone ever, kick you, or, I mean, have you ever gotten hurt doing one of these?
That's a good question.
As in, like, someone maybe getting mad at me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have been shoved quite a few times, maybe yelled at here and there, and I actually did get punched right in the face once.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So what's your crew like? I mean, do you have a camera person, evidently, and but do you have other safety valves if someone really goes berserk and they get mad? I mean, is there other things that you have already as a backup in case that happens?
When it comes to my crew, I have one camera guy and usually one other person, maybe two, just kind of hanging out with us while we're filming.
So not a whole lot, yeah.
Yeah, not too much.
Now, what has this done for you, though? I mean, it's put you on the map, and from here on out, what are your plans? Do you have other plans to expand it, to even go into, traditional TV or other things?
What this has done for me, this whole YouTube journey, I started about 3 years ago, almost 3 years now, and really it's taught me how to make money in this new generation, this new age of the multimedia and the internet, all that whole platform. So like you said, a lot of the marketing is a different game nowadays, and it's been real fun in that sense. And when it comes to the future, right now I'm currently a full-time student at SDSU, San Diego State University.
Oh, wow.
Hey, that's my alma mater. Woohoo, go Aztecs.
That was Trisha, by the way.
Yeah.
Hi, Trisha.
So you live in San Diego, huh?
Correct, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, San Diego. So right now I'm doing it side by side along with school, helping pay for books and whatnot. So along the way, and once I graduate here soon, I'm gonna make a decision to whether I want to continue or go ahead and jump into my career. Or so
what is your
will be made pretty soon.
What's your career? What's your major?
Well, I'm majoring in psychology.
Good.
And I plan on looking into the field of sport. So I'm looking into master's degrees in the field of sport psychology.
Oh, I'll have to. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe off there I'll get your number because I got some really good ideas, and we're in the sports area too.
Nice. Yeah. Definitely.
Well, you know, I loved your guess who one, the guess who uh-huh. wrong person that you just put up last week. That a lot of that was at SDSU too.
Yeah, that was completely at SDSU.
Yeah, and I'm like, it's like my old stomping grounds. I love it.
Joseph.
You know, and besides Candid Camera, which I'm old enough to remember as well, what I love about this is that these are things you can share on you know, Facebook and everything, and, you know, have your friends enjoy it. You don't have to sit down and watch the TV to see it, and so this is really fun.
Yeah, and if if anyone's just now joining us, we are speaking with TPS. That's he's Funny Public Interactions, a prankster there on YouTube, and the prankster series. And you know, you've got a lot of funny videos up there. But what I said earlier on the show is that my favorite thing about your certain channel is that it's not mean spirited. You're always I mean, especially one of my favorite videos is where you are asking the women to color with, not just women but people, to color with you, and they're all saying yes. And I'm thinking, for people out there, I mean, I have trouble approaching women. I mean, I go to bar crawls and stuff like that, and I still have trouble approaching women. How are you able to go up to, you know, just strangers with a giant red crayon and say, "Hey, do you want to color with me?" and get them to say yeah, and then they just start coloring Ninja Turtles and Hot Wheels.
That video actually is really good. It's currently at 100,000 views, and that was about almost a year ago. And when it comes to approaching people, obviously at first, when I first started off YouTube, it was kind of hard, is going up to someone you don't know and you're doing something awkward or whatever it may be. But honestly, I built a level of confidence over the years doing this, and I've gotten used to it. Of course, when we first start filming, like on a day in the beginning, I'll be a little nervous and shy, and just after a few minutes, the nerves will get out of me, and then I'm ready to go.
Have you made any friends or long-term relationships, with anyone that you've met doing this?
Someone that I pranked, or just in YouTube in general?
Someone that you pranked. Some of these people seem so... It's like the one guy that was at the table reading the Bible. I mean, he seemed so happy that you just sat there and, I mean, started talking to him.
Long-term friends, no. Maybe friends on social media. We'll chit-chat back and forth here and there, But no long-term friends. But I have made plenty of friends through... with other YouTube creators, a few of my best friends are also YouTube creators, the ones that film for me.
That's excellent. Trisha, any final questions before we let TPS go?
Well, I think even while you're getting your master's degree, you need to continue this because I enjoy it. It makes me smile, and keep it up.
Thank you. Really appreciate that.
Yeah, this is we'll definitely have Dave get in touch with you, especially since you're out there in San Diego, and I'm sure there'll be opportunities, right, Dave?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I got a couple ideas, and again, congratulations on being innovative, creative, and taking initiative. And those are great qualities. No matter what you do, you're going to be successful.
Thank you. Really appreciate it.
Oh, you're more than welcome.
Yeah, thank you, TPS. We'll put the information on the website. Funny Public Interactions. Just go to YouTube, type in TPS. Channel comes up. So many, you know, amazing videos. I know that your most popular one is the clown one from a few years ago. And that's, and again, it's just simple and you know, nice. I mean, you're scaring kids. I mean, who doesn't like doing that?
Exactly.
TPS, thank you so much, and have a great rest of your day or weekend.
All right, thanks. You too.
Thank you. Yeah.
By the way, Dave, Candid Camera was on up until 1990, so it was...
Oh, I guess, and I'm younger than I think.
And there were actually...
Maybe that's why you remember it, because it was in the 90s.
I thought it was the original one. I think the Sun took over, but I thought it was like the 60s or so.
It was from 1948 to 1990, and Alan Funt was on it up until 1999. Oh, no, I'm sorry. He died in 1999. He was on it till the 80s.
Oh, yeah, that's... Okay, but it was actually...
See, I remembered it in the 80s.
I thought it was
funny.
And
then my kids watched it in the 90s when they were little.
Pretty funny, though.
Yeah, I it was always one of my favorite shows, Candid Camera.
You saw that, too?
Absolutely.
Oh.
Absolutely.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Oh.
Peter Fonda.
Well, you know,
no,
they're
didn't.
Still doing yeah. similar things in other countries.
Yeah. Yeah. It's funny.
Yeah, there's been several different, you know, types of shows like that. And then, I mean, of course, then there's...
What's the song? Let's sing the song. When you least
smile.
When you least expect it, da 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 da. Smile.
You're on Candid Camera.
Bum bum. There we go. You're the star today. See? Well done, Eric. The camera. Yeah, I knew it. With the hocus pocus, you're in focus. It's your lucky day. Oh yeah. Smile. You're on Candid Camera. I remember. That's good. I remember when they switched the restroom, you know,
yeah.
men and women. And No, they switched it after they went in.
Oh.
Right, okay. The signs on the door.
Yeah, and it was hysterical. And then they had a sort of an X-rated version movie of Candid Camera. What would you say to a naked lady?
I remember that.
That was really funny, too.
Well, I will say when I was researching this topic on YouTube, there are a lot of mean-spirited and very obscene pranksters as well.
Oh.
And
yeah, but that's what I like about TPS. He's nice and he's funny.
Very nice.
Yeah.
And talented.
And that's why in our next segment we will be speaking with, in studio, she's out there right now, our civil rights attorney, you might remember from last year, Doris Markovic will be in studio.
I made her some coffee and told her to keep her mouth shut while we're on the air. She's waiting.
I never met her.
Try not to be rude to her. I know. Okay.
She kept coming in here trying to talk to me, she was distracting me, so I told her to go sit down.
That's why you played the wrong song, of course. You know?
The wrong song because of Doris Markovic?
No, the song because he played the wrong order. Of the
right, songs. She was talking to me and it distracted me. So you can blame her.
Are they going
to
make a movie called Becoming Doris Markovic?
No, well they.
Oh, that's
Markovic.
Markovic.
Right, and then there's Hello, My Name is Doris in theaters now. We'll talk to her after the break. No, we're going to play number 7, Eric. Downtown. Okay.
Downtown.
Yeah, you know this song.
Peculiar Clark.
Peculiar Clark.
This is her, right?
Clark.
This is it, right, Dave?
Yeah, that's it. When you've got jewelry or a coat that is furry, it's not safe, you know. Downtown.
Yeah, they're talking about downtown Phoenix.
Oh, they are?
Yeah. Oh, this is not Petula Clark, but this is Downtown.
I love these songs. Where do you find
sugar daddies and winos with booze.
I like how you come in here knowing every lyric in every one of these songs.
Yeah, how do you do that?
Because I listen to it all the time. Be scared.
Here we go now.
Downtown.
Oh, yeah.
A dangerous place when you're downtown. Carry some mace when you're downtown. A mother's waiting for you.
And this is 1480
actually,
KPHX Breakthrough Entertainment Live here now, April Fool's Day, one day later, actually.
Yeah, Doris Markovic coming up after the break.
And we'll be right back.
Maybe you wander into places you shouldn't, where they show peep shows. Downtown, just listen to the clatter of the gunshots from Innova. You'll be in intensive care before the night is over. Those drive-bys again. Your car is not safe.